You know, I see these practices in the light, the way I say a general medical oncologist sees them, because we're doing CME on all parts of oncology. And, you know, what you call neoadjuvant is kind of a lot different than, say, how breast cancer people approach neoadjuvant. And weirdly enough, it ties into the concept of, is there a role of debulking surgery in a patient you can't cure, and particularly in a patient who has disease outside the abdomen? When a patient presents with a pleural effusion, what would you call neoadjuvant therapy in a patient like that?
Yeah, first of all, I agree with you that the term neoadjuvant is not a good term. It's primary surgery or delayed surgery, I think, is a preferable. Many of us do use that term and try and avoid this concept of neoadjuvant.
That's interesting, yeah.
In terms of the value of undertaking debulking surgery, whether primary debulking surgery or an interval debulking surgery in patients with disease out of the abdomen, there are data to show that patients' progression-free survival and quality of life are improved by the surgical component, but it tends to be in those patients who are responding. So we wouldn't undertake interval debulking surgery in a patient with stage four disease if there hadn't been a good response to the chemotherapy. But certainly we do see improvements in progression-free survival, although that surgery itself in that group of patients is not curative, it adds to the extension and control of disease.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe everybody got this a lot earlier than I did, but it took me a long time to realize that I guess really ultimately, a lot of times when you do debulking surgery, it's kind of similar to giving systemic chemotherapy. Or I could say giving chemotherapy in a non-curative situation is sort of like debulking. And it kind of makes sense that it might be easier to just scoop it out than to give somebody 10 cycles of chemotherapy. But it's a different concept, I think, than most surgery for cancers.
Well, I think that's right. And I think that's one of the arguments that the surgeons would use to say, go for surgery first, because this scooping out by surgery reduces the tumor burden, therefore potentially reduces the population of cells that are resistant to chemotherapy. So it gives chemotherapy, if you will, an easier time because you've got less disease to deal with. The counter argument is that you make the patients very sick with the surgery, they have long hospital stays and stoma, shrink down the tumor with a bit of chemotherapy, then you get the tumor out more quickly, and then you complete with chemotherapy. So that's the counter argument. And of course, we don't know who's right.